This is Marcia McMahon, and this is The Peaceful Planet. You were listening to one of my favorite new tunes by Bob Murray, inspired from John Lennon and George Harrison. It was titled Appreciated Angels. And this particular show tonight is going to focus on your angels. We're going to be doing a whole evening of special call-ins and song requests. You can go to www.thestarsstillshine.com, Bob Murray's website, and listen to some of the great tunes that he's creating with the help and inspiration of John Lennon and George Harrison on the other side. This is the only show on BBS that brings you the Beatles reinterpreted from Spirit every Sunday. Our time has changed from 2 p.m. in the afternoon to 10 to 11 p.m. Central. And we're so glad to have you with us in the listening audience tonight. As I said, we're going to be doing angel readings, and I'm calling these readings Readings from the Angels and the Book of Life. And there's a whole story to that, but I want to give you our toll-free number. This is 1-877-876-5227. And we're bringing to you live some messages of hope and peace from those on the other side that have planetary leadership. And I would like to share with you some of the awesome words received in meditation by me from John Lennon. And these are the lyrics to the songs. Now, Bob Murray and I are in a collaborative venture whereby he seems to be able to hear what is being produced on the other side and translate it and synthesize it. And I seem to be able to hear the music and then translate that and pick up lyrics from John when I connect with the great John Lennon. So if you're a John Lennon fan, you want to stay tuned because there's all kinds of great music that we have for you tonight. We also have a special message on the possibility of peace in the Middle East with Princess Diana. And right now I'm going to read to you some of the lyrics from Appreciated Angels. And if there are any of you out there that are wanting a special angel reading tonight, please give us a call at 1-877-876-5227. If you happen to know Bob Murray's music and his website and you'd like to request a song, John would love nothing more than to have you request songs. He is overlighting us, as is Princess Diana, as are the angels Archangel Michael, Archangel Metatron, and our beloved Mattia Michelson, who passed on recently to Spirit, was a dear friend of mine who did readings with our A.A. Michael for the show. And I have connected with her quite a few times since her passing. And though we were very saddened and did some tribute shows, Mattia tells me that she is working now with Princess Diana in an orphanage on the other side for children of AIDS. And she's also offered to overlight these readings. She can access these higher-level dimensional energies and books of life, and she would be happy to interpret that. So we're stepping up a few dimensions. Now, as I mentioned, I want to read Appreciated Angels before I get lost in all of my messages. this is a special night of messages from those from the other side and for you, our listening audience. Appreciated Angels by John Lennon. Appreciate the angels in your life. Appreciate what we have done and are all about you now. More than you can know, more than you can know, angels hover around you, helping more than you can appreciate. Appreciate the angels more than you can ever know. We appreciate the angels more. There is a way to know the truth, and the truth is within. Angels hover all about us. We know we are one in light and love. We are one forevermore. Appreciate the angels in your life, for you know that we don't live forever.
Hello, this is Scott.
Hello.
Hi, I was
just
calling.
How are you?
About an angel reading?
Yes, I will do one for you in just a minute. May I finish reading this poem by John Lennon?
Yes, I'm sorry I interrupted.
No problem. I'm glad to have you on the show. And your name is Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want you to be thinking, Scott, what your question is for me, because I take specific questions. That is how I do my readings.
Okay.
And I'd like to finish this little poem that I channeled from John Lennon.
Thank
and
you.
Then I will tune into your vibration and take your question, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. It says, appreciate the angels in your life, for you know that we don't live forever. Sometimes looking back, I see angels were there for me in my life as John, for it's true that I can be an angel for you now, looking down from the state of glory, as it were, looking down upon earth. Lifting her up to a new place, wings of the angels bring peace again to earth, and we will know we are all as one. Angels bring us peace. I'll be looking down from this exalted state, appreciated angels in my life, and now I see you all looking down on you. I'm an angel now, with love, John Lennon. Wow, what a wonderful, inspired poem from John. And Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. What was your question, please?
Okay, I was wanting to know about working on the Earth grid and about accessing information and which
Okay, you'll have to speak up. I'm hearing something about Earth grids and information. But
yes.
If you could repeat the question real loud. For some reason, you're not coming in to me real loud tonight. So speak up, hon, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What I was wanting to know is about accessing the Earth grids. I'm working with the Earth grids, and about the help that I can get to access these grids for balancing of the Earth and stabilizing and bringing peace.
And bringing peace to the Earth through the
grid. Yes, peace to the Earth and healing.
Well, wonderful. God bless you.
Thanks.
Give me a minute or two. I'm going to tune to spirit and see what I can get and see if someone in particular steps forward or if it's just a band of angels that is going to give me this message for you. Okay, Scott?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, one thing before I get anything I want to say about the Earth grids is it sounds like you're working, you know, in an area that we really need help with this at this moment. And it's my understanding anyway, from what I've gleaned from Princess Diana and John Lennon and others, is that there is sort of this electromagnetic grid surrounding the entire planet. And that grid has particular ley lines where energies can fuse in. Is that what you're speaking of?
Yes, those and the lines that were put here with the maybe the Native American, the mound system, or whoever put them here, the Atlanteans or whichever people that placed this information. That I live in Ohio, and there's hundreds of mounds, and there's grid systems tied to these mounds, and that's what I'm looking to.
Well, bless you for your work. It sounds wonderful, and it's very interesting because I'm traveling to Ohio, and I am from Ohio, and I know just what you mean about the mounds there. So let me go into. I'm accessing this information from the other side, from Michael and Metatron, through the grace of our beloved Mattia, who is a dear friend, and we're going to see what she has to say in just a minute to assist you on this project.
Okay.
Okay. Well, she is saying that these grid lines are connected to the ancient mound builders, and those builders were in Ohio, but also the vibration that I am picking up, that she's kind of showing me some images of some ships. And I'm getting the vibration, and I've had other people say this about one mound in particular, the Serpent Mound in Ohio, is that there are other entities that came, and this was one of the places that they came.
Yes.
And I'm feeling that there have been, I'm not a big UFO person, but I definitely believe that there are other groups out there, and
yes.
I believe that the impression I'm getting is that these particular people have revisited whoever this group was that originally came in an ancient time, and this might have been an Atlantean time because you're talking about our continent here, but again, Atlantis supposedly sunk. Whether we were part of it and it's reamalgamated again, that's another question. But what I'm being shown is that there are these ships, and they came at one point, and they have been retouching again. So the work that you're doing with the grid lines is, Michael in particular is praising your work, Archangel Michael?
Yes.
And you probably have a connection to him. And I would say that the one thing I'm going to say to you is that this is a great blessing that you're providing as a light worker. And all of the points on Earth that are ley lines that are susceptible to receiving energies from other dimensions are points of blessing. I know Mount Shasta is another place. There are many other sacred sites in the world. But, you know, I teach art history, too, and I have an appreciation and understanding how these divine energies come into and touch these particular points in the Earth. And the only thing I'm going to say to you is also when you go, I'm seeing you going to these places. Do you physically go there and do, you know, whatever it is that you're doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh, wonderful. That is very, very good that you are doing this. I'm just going to say a little word of caution that there are these other, you know, beings, and
yes.
To be aware that they are there. I would see them as, you know, I mean, I guess this is just me. I try not to see anything as an enemy. So
right.
I would see them as friendly, but I'm going to say to you, make sure you have your friends with you because, you know,
yes.
It could be freaky.
Yes,
okay?
I understand that.
And I feel this is something that they're kind of telling me. As I say, I'm not an expert on this area, but I have a background in art history and I still teach it. And it's very interesting because so many of these sacred sites around the world still contain these ancient Atlantean energies, and they contain these other ancient energies, and that's the reason that they were considered sacred sites in the first place, because ancient peoples were in touch with shamans. Shamans led them, just like artists led them.
Yes.
And the shamans were always able to identify and build great temples. And it's only the intuitives and the shamans that can recognize these areas. But you have a divine mission in what you're doing, and Michael in particular is thanking you personally, Scott.
Yes, I just wrote crystals down.
And I'm thanking you too because I recognize that this is very holy and important work. So with that, I'm going to say God bless you, and do you have any other questions?
Should I have a reading or information that's not broadcast over the radio?
Oh, well, that's entirely up to you.
Well, the reason I'm asking this is there information not being brought forth because of the open forum that we're on?
Oh, okay. I see what you're asking. Let me look and see in spirit what they're telling me. Well, the indication I'm getting at this time is that that would be something that would be your free will choice, whether
right.
you wanted to schedule a private reading with me. And I will give out my website openly
okay.
here so others can be aware of it. It is 3Ws, Diana Speaks to the World, and there is a site, a place on there for readings, and it's also on the pop-up program tonight. But I'm saying to you that this is, you know, this is something that would enhance your spiritual growth and maybe give you more insight about what you're doing. And yes, there would be private things that would be talked about. But I want to say this too. I'm a positive person, and if I come across something that I think that you need to work on, I would only be revealing that privately. On a public forum, I'm not going to get out there and spill anybody's dirty laundry about anything that I may pick up about anyone. So have no fear, and thank you for phrasing that the way that you did, because I completely understand what you're asking. And again, private readings are a way to accelerate your own spiritual growth and to learn more about anything that you want. In other words, with a private reading, you can ask any question and you can keep asking.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is there seed crystals? Where would I be able to access seed crystals that are programmed for these ley lines, for these mound systems.
Now, that I don't work with, and I don't know. But,
okay, I just thought maybe they could
If you will
say,
send me an email at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com,
okay.
I will refer that to my readership list, and certainly someone. I had someone on last week, Julia Fenn, who is a wonderful light worker, and I believe she works with crystals. Now, I design crystals and work with crystals with jewelry, but if you're talking about using crystals to heal the earth and that kind of thing, she would probably be the one. So I'll put that question to her, but send me an email to remind me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And with that, I'm going to say God bless you, and you don't have to say yes, ma'am, to me. You can just be normal with me. I meant to say that earlier, but
okay.
Anyway, I appreciate you being polite.
Thank you very much for coming through and for the Michael and Metatron. I bless them. Bless you all. Thank you.
Well, bless you, and they're blessing you now as we close. And please feel free to get back in touch with me, and I hope this was uplifting. Thanks again for your call.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right. So we had one caller, and this person was already really far along in his light work, and I was really impressed with that caller. I think he's doing some wonderful, wonderful work with sacred sites. All right. So I had been reading John Lennon's song, Appreciated Angel, and I'm going to read a message from John that is more recent. Then I'd like to go into Princess Diana's message on the Middle East, where she is providing some needed information and diplomatic advice. And, you know, it's just been a heartbreaking week to see all this violence on TV. And we here at BBS, we're very well aware of the suffering in the world. And in particular with my show, I do try to provide diplomatic solutions, but we don't take sides. But my heart is hurting right now for the people in Lebanon and that recent bombing. I just was horrified to see that. And Diana's message deals with that. I wanted to read this message from John Lennon, and we are opening up our lines if there is anything that you would like to ask the angels. This is Marcia McMahon. You're listening to The Peaceful Planet. Here is a message from John, and this is about the outbreak of war in the Middle East. John. Oh, hi, Marcia. How's life going? Marcia. Well, good in many ways, but heartbreaking with this terrible outbreak of war in the Middle East. John. Yeah, we've all heard about the suffering of innocent people on both sides. Your great message from Diana could have prevented every bit of this utter nonsense. We are dismayed, really, at the carnage and the intensity of the bombing in Lebanon. They seem to have spared nothing, but I am not taking sides here, so don't get me wrong. We do see you doing the angel readings live on your show, and who knows, even I may step in once in a while to lend encouragement to your music lovers, who so far have been too shy to request my songs. We're working in the upstairs studio all the time to assure you you have the requirements of great music for your show. We, like you, want to encourage all the light workers listening to your show to imagine peace in the Middle East. Call it forth from your very essence. And those of you on the ground suffering this nonsense know that it's the leaders more than the people who want war and killing, not to mention, of course, the terrorists. But before I sound too political and not diplomatic enough for your show, Marcia, my dear, I'm going to sign off. I've got George here, and he is asking you to play a few of his tunes, maybe Gossamer Wings and Garden, for the audience to calm their fears. Remember, all you need is love. Let there be peace on Earth before it's too late for the planet. Oneness and ascension is the answer to this madness. God bless all. Ciao, John. What a message. And he's saying, imagine peace in the Middle East. Sounds just like John to me. Okay, I have another special message here from Princess Diana. And should you call in, we'll finish reading the messages, and then we'll take your calls. If you have a call or a request for music, we'll also take your request. John would like you to tune in and, you know, request the song that you hear on Bob Murray's website or that you've heard on the show before. All right, I'm reading tonight. Princess Diana calls for an immediate ceasefire. This came in today, and it's hot off the press. Marcia, Diana, I heard you call for a session. Diana, indeed. We are so very disappointed and brokenhearted at this latest round of bombing in Lebanon. So many women and children and elderly people crossed over. When will the targeting of innocent civilians stop? We have seen mistake after mistake with regards to Israeli bombing, and we ask it to stop. We never wanted the war to continue this long, and now it is a total humanitarian disaster, particularly for Lebanon. So many families are displaced, the roads are non-navigable, and now this group of innocents was made to suffer for the actions of Hezbollah and Israeli missiles. The demonstration this morning could have turned more violent, but thankfully it did not. We see more of the same coming in Lebanon, but the people themselves cry out for an end. As well, at least I sound as though I'm taking sides here, we see the people of northern Israel enduring daily rocket attacks, which are pounding those northernmost cities. Who is suffering in this terrible war? The innocent children on both sides. That this very idea of war solving problems, or that more time was needed to pound Hezbollah, is ridiculous rubbish. The hawks in the various administrations use any justification for more war. I tell you from my vantage point that an immediate ceasefire must be arranged before this war spreads throughout the Middle East. You also witnessed the Security Council met and gave Iran some new time to comply with nuclear questions. When forced with that, Iran said they would have to change their nuclear policy, meaning they will continue to build bombs. This is my warning to all of you listening tonight. Iran has nuclear intentions upon Israel. Israel, if she's truly interested in self-preservation, must put a stop to these horrible bombings upon innocent civilians, and she must stand up and put a ceasefire on the table. We are very disheartened that the talks, which were being worked out for a ceasefire with Lebanon and Israel, have failed to produce once again. We would also ask all to pray for an immediate ceasefire. And we hope, like many around the world, that Secretary Rice will stay put until the ceasefire is drawn up. We have no one to do this but these diplomats who serve in the various countries. Therefore, I ask all to pray that the angels surround them and they get the job done. Although I must say I am not overly optimistic that this can be done with so many grievances now going on. The people of Lebanon and the people of Israel, for the most part, want peace. All of you who hold the light and the peace of the planet continue to do so. My love to all who hear me, Diana, Princess of Peace for the Nations. So, on that note, we are asking that the angels, particularly Michael and Metatron, who are overlighting our program, would intervene and influence the minds and thinking of those diplomats that she is referencing in the message, and that miracles would occur for the peoples so affected by this terrible war in the Middle East on both sides. And we want to make it plain that we do not play sides here, that anything diplomatic that is to come has to be even-sided and even-handed. And I think the one thing that Diana is pointing out in the message is that perhaps we need to consider that the U.S. has to be seen as a fair broker and cannot be seen as completely an ally to Israel, which of course she is. So we hope that a deal can be struck this week, and I would like all of you holding the light and holding the peace for Earth right now to visualize that happening. As John says, imagine peace in the Middle East. It can be done. It was done in Northern Ireland by our President Clinton. And we need some great leadership like that to step forth and actually broker a deal and get a lot of this stuff dealt with. There's too many terror factions over there. And the people of Lebanon are suffering terribly, and the people of Palestine are suffering. And the suffering needs to end, and there needs to be a just solution through the Palestinian state. If you want to read more about Diana's great wisdom on this dilemma in the Middle East, she's been speaking on this through me for years, and with love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, highlights a lot of her thoughts on the Middle East, her thoughts on her causes, landmines, weapons of mass destruction, and ways that we can move toward ascension as a human race. And it's a good read. We also feature messages from Mother Teresa, Princess Diana, Jesus, and other greats in the book. So again, that is available on www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And this is show host Marsha McMahon. You can call us toll-free at 1-877-876-5227. If you are wanting a reading with the angels or a special message of upliftment, encouragement, we're going to, if we don't get a call, we're going to play some more music by Bob Murray, and again, always inspired by either John Lennon or George Harrison. Let's see what's next on my list here. I think we'll go ahead and listen then to take a little break and listen to Prelude to Savannah. This one is inspired by George Harrison. Enjoy the tune. Find it on thestarsstillshine.com. Visit that website, and you can call us and request music live. And you were listening to Prelude to Savannah by Bob Murray, as inspired from George Harrison. It's a great-sounding tune. I have channeled in the lyrics to that, but I was just looking over all my messages, and tonight is a special evening of reading of messages and angel readings and music call-ins. So if you have a question and you'd like an angel reading, we are at 877-876-5227. This is a message from Ra. Not many people channel the vibration of Ra. There are some others, much more famous than I, that have received messages from Ra and written whole books. One of those great individuals is Carla Ruckert, a dear friend of mine whom we featured. But since I've been working with BBS, I've had many messages from Ra. And I'm going to read you the message because it's so powerful, and it's about the work that we're doing here on the Peaceful Planet. And it's also highly complimentary of BBS Network and our producer, Don. So I'd like to share this with you because it's a powerful, powerful message. And you never know, if you call in for a reading, you might just get Ra on the other end of the line. Message from Ra, the Sun Disc, received by Marcia McMahon. Ra is speaking here, and he says, "We greet you in the light of one. This is Ra." Marcia speaking. "I want to ask, I saw a gold disc in my room last night while experiencing insomnia. Was that you or your soul group?" "We confirm the gold disc, a small version of the Sun Disc, Ra, our signature. We love you more than you can ever know and want to encourage you that your future is very bright. You shall not perish in the earth changes, and you will find greater prosperity both in readings and in your work with the masters, John Lennon and Princess Diana. We congratulate you on your new show and wish your mission as World Teacher of Peace a more peaceful and prosperous journey. Our blessing especially to Don of the Light of God of BBS Network. He is an amazing master, and we encourage his work, bringing many to an awareness. You are loved more than you know. This is Ra. We leave you in the light of love. Peace." Now I have some annotation here at the end of this message. In Egypt, Ra was regarded as the Sun Disc and worshipped as a god. Ra appears in Carla Ruckert's fine work, The Ra Material. Furthermore, Ra was thought to have incarnated as a pharaoh, and that is spoken in the readings of Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce felt that one of his past lives was experienced as Ra in a physical incarnation in Egypt. And, of course, Edgar Cayce is known throughout the world as being one of the world's greatest psychics. And then, if you haven't read the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, by David Wilcock and Wynn Free, that is another excellent source of profound wisdom from the great entity Ra. Ra further defines himself as a social memory complex or consciousness. I'm a great fan of the Ra Material, and I have also read the other book by Wilcock, and I really have to tell you they're both phenomenal and truly great works. And I'm not planning on writing any books with Ra, but, you know, I am a servant to Spirit and the Light, and you never know where you're going to go with your work. I am, however, going to mention that I'm putting together all of my lyrics from John Lennon and my messages from John, and I'm going to title that Notes from John, Messages from Dimensions Beyond the Universe. And it's kind of a play on words with, of course, a lyric that comes out of, I think, the White Album or something. But if you're a Beatles fan and you're tuning into us, you got to stay with us. This is truly, truly great stuff, this music that Bob Murray's creating. And, you know, he's inspired directly from John Lennon and George Harrison on the other side, and he synthesizes this. His website, if you would like to call in and request a song, is thestarsstillshine.com, and there's a link to it on our pop-up information on our show. And if there are any of you out there that would like to call me and ask for a reading, we are keeping our phone lines open, and our number to call is 877-876-5227. And if we don't hear from you, we'll put another great tune on by one of the all-time greats, one of the Beatles up there. I think the next song that I'd like to play would be Peaceful Planet by John Lennon. And when we get done hearing Peaceful Planet, I'll read you the words. This is show host Marcia McMahon. You're listening to Peaceful Planet.
Marcia, would you like me to play the music while you're reading the lyrics?
Yes, please. I thought I meant that. Yes.
Sure, sure. Now, you won't be able to hear it, but the audience will.
Oh, they can. I can read the lyrics as you go.
Yeah, we can
perfect.
Be playing.
I'll do that right now. Wait a minute, let me find it.
And which one is this, Peaceful Planet?
Peaceful Planet? Is that what we're hearing right now?
Sure. No, I'm going to start it right now. Okay. It's playing. Okay. We'll keep you on the air.
Peaceful Planet. We live in peace, and peace is one. Over all the earth, you know. To be as one, to live as one, wherever we may go. We live in peace forevermore. No more fighting, no more wars, no more attack, no more bloodshed. We celebrate the one God. God is love, we've all been told, each in our different ways. We proclaim love and an end to war, forevermore at peace. A peaceful planet is being born from within us. Begin to see, begin to feel that all is one around us. We proclaim that love is one, that we are all one in divine love. We proclaim love forevermore, the peaceful planet. We sing as one, please sing along. We are the peaceful planet. Right from within, each in our own way, we proclaim the peaceful planet. We know that we are one, no more use for toys of war, no suicide bombs, and no more terror. For all religions, simply ban it. We proclaim that we are one, one in truth and love. Live in love and peace today, and you'll have done your part to be on the peaceful planet. So that was The Peaceful Planet by John Lennon, and you heard me reading along with the tune, although I don't know what it sounded like. Pretty awesome words there, though, from John. And that was one of the first songs that lyrics that I got when I began working on this project about a year ago. And, he just keeps producing more and more of it, he and George from the other side. And Bob Murray keeps sending it on in the email to me. And these are in MP3 format. If you like the sound of the tunes, you can actually download them from Bob's site. And we encourage our listeners to visit Bob's website at starstillshine.com. And we also encourage you to give us a call if you're wanting an angel reading. We're working with the archangels, Michael, Metatron, and possibly Ra. We never know who's going to step in and give you a spirit greeting. It's 877-876-5227, and this is your show host, Marcia McMahon, tuning in to Spirit for you tonight. This is a special night of music, all messages, all music, all night on the peaceful planet. Okay, if we don't have a call, I'd like to read to you some beautiful lyrics that I received, and these are lyrics to Prelude to Savannah, which we heard earlier in the program. This song was written by Bob Murray. The tune is by Bob Murray. And the inspiration comes from George from the other side. And these are George's words as inspired and taken by me. Prelude to Savannah. Let all rejoice in this good news. All is oneness. All is love. All is God. Prelude to Savannah, a prelude to ascension on earth. Let us rejoice, then. This is so, a prelude to a life unparalleled. In oneness, no more wars. Nothing but God's love for children of the light everywhere. Let it be said again and again, all is oneness on this green earth. Prelude to Savannah, we are all one, one is all. Let nothing stop the movement of peace and love now dawning on this precious earth. Let all rejoice that this is new, a new beginning for earth is born, starting right within the heart of mankind. All we do is love. Let all God's children rejoice now. The time of ascension is at hand. We can begin again, a prelude to Savannah, a prelude to peace. Let all rejoice that this is God's plan for all mankind is born again, not in religion, but in the heart of love for one another. The hungry child in Africa and the AIDS babies are all brothers. I have it here. I'm just turning page. Something. I'm on the wrong page. That was it for Prelude to Savannah. So, pretty awesome lyrics there from inspired from George. And in a way, it sounds a lot like him. If you hear these songs on Bob's site, you can actually hear the sitar being played again. And then there's another song that I'm thinking of, speaking of exotic instruments, that Bob has created, and it's called The Stars Still Shine. And that song is unique because it's playing the Suzuki or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what the name of the instrument is. They have all the instruments on the other side, and they continue to play music, and they have clubs. And you've got to read Bob's book, too, The Stars Still Shine. It gives you a much better impression of what really goes on and what the afterlife is really all about. And if you haven't read it, you've got to read it at least before you pass on from this lifetime. I think we'll listen to the song The Stars Still Shine if I don't have any calls or readings, but I'm putting the number out there, 877-876-5227 for music or readings with the angels, and we'll listen to The Stars Still Shine. Okay, and we're back, and we were listening to The Stars Still Shine by Bob Murray. And that song is a conglomerate song. There's a lot of people that have contributed on the other side to create that song. And there's a special instrument, I think it's called the Suzuki, that's being used, and it's kind of a wooden flute. You may have heard that. But what's neat about it is that it's Michael and the Band, which is Bob's son-in-law, and then we also have John Lennon and George Harrison as co-composing with that song. So it's really pretty awesome. It's got a wonderful song. I would like to read to you, the last message I have is one of the greatest ones I think I've got from John Lennon, which I know you'll all enjoy. And then, you know, if there's anyone that would like a very, very quick angel reading, we are at 877-876-5227. This message is titled John Lennon Speaks on Free Love, the Beatles, and BBS Radio. This was received July the 5th, 06. Dear John, well, I'm here on the page and making contact. How is life on the other side these days? John, laughing. Pretty much the same, Marcia, my dear. George and I have been creating lots of new music and will be featuring it on your great show soon. Marcia, I got to thinking to ask Don to revise the music debut we did so that it comes in loud and clear, as he said that some of it was barely audible. John, yeah, at the very least that should be done so that you do get noticed as you are going to go big. Marcia, you keep telling me that, John. I suppose Bob Murray will go big since it's his music. I would like the lyrics out there in the mass consciousness. There is now such a profound need for peace. We have Israel and Lebanon on the verge of war, a North Korean dictator launching missiles on the 4th of July, seems to me that there are nations around the world that want aggressive military action besides the United States, which feels entitled to it. John, your message and your work couldn't be more important than now, especially since Diana's words can prevent terror on America. I'm not a patriotic sort, as you know, and was the rebel spirit in the Beatles, but nonetheless, I don't want any more terror upon America, because America is the only free country among just a few. We had to go big in America because that was where the future light workers of ascension would be. We had them in England, too, the whole generation. But without freedom here in America, there wouldn't have been free love. Although it was Yoko and I and our dream on our honeymoon, for God's sake, it caught on in America. That's why so much channeling and work with the angels is happening in America. America is the leader for all spiritual waves. And frankly, BBS Radio is the leader for radio in America. It's what every station should be. There are dark forces that don't want this kind of light work and peace work being done. We applaud Don and his brother Doug for their efforts. We'd like to see all his shows out there, but particularly yours, Marcia, since it can have a wide-reaching effect of peace, both through the music and through Diana's words being read on air. Marcia, well, John, that's quite a compliment. I'm going to share this with our producer, Don Newsom, and I think he'll feel well pleased with his extraordinary efforts. John, by all means, share my thoughts with your friend Don, with my blessing, and remember, all you need is love. How about that? Comments from John on the Beatles, Free Love, and BBS Radio, tying it all beautifully together, giving us his thoughts on how, basically, there's a lot of angel work going on in America. America is the leader for spiritual movements, one of them anyway. And BBS Radio is a shining star here in America. And I have thought for many, many months now that BBS is about to go very, very big. I know that they're going to go big. And I am very proud and honored to be working with fine light worker Don Newsom and his brother Doug. And we appreciate everything they do because this is selfless service. There's no charge to listen to these radio shows. We're all spending our own money, putting our own messages out there for the public, for the edification of our listening audience, be it the music from the Beatles and Spirit through Bob Murray or through Princess Diana, uplifting you with messages of love, light, and peace for the world, which are very needed at this point in time. And so, my dear friends, we have reached another turning point. We want to ask you to join us again next week. We are going to be featuring a very interesting author. And we also will be taking readings at the start of the show with the angels. This is Marcia McMahon. You've been listening to The Peaceful Planet. Join us again from 10 to 11 Central Time next week. And we're going to play for the last song of the night, one by John Lennon called Radical Dolphin. And the next time I talk to you, perhaps we'll read the lyrics to that. Wishing you all peace, but especially sending our love and peace to the Middle East right now, tonight, with the hopes that there will be a diplomatic solution soon. May the angels bless each and every one of you listening. Thank you so much, and good night.